look back on my life, I can see the way you're working in me since I've been saved. Old passed away, knew with my name.
Praise the Lord. We are back one more time, amen, to talk about the goodness of God. This is to the glory of God, and everything we do should be to His glory.
Amen.
Amen. And it's our desire that this will be to His glory. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. We're talking about the goodness of God, and today we find ourselves in the Gospel of John, chapter 2, and we will look at verse number 11. This is the story of Jesus turning the water into wine.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
At the marriage feast. Mm-hmm. They had run out of wine. That was not a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
And Jesus stepped in.
Yes.
And turned that water to wine. Let's look at verse number 11. It says there, "This beginning of miracles did Jesus in Cana of Galilee, and manifested forth his glory, and his disciples believed on him."
Amen.
Amen. This is the first miracle, the first recorded miracle of Jesus. Amen. And he turned that water into wine, turned that situation around.
Yeah.
And the Bible says here that he manifested his glory.
Yeah.
He manifested forth his glory. The Amplified says he displayed his greatness and his power openly.
Yeah.
By turning the water into wine. But importantly, after that it says, "And his disciples believed on him."
Mm-hmm.
Because he showed and displayed his glory, it led to his disciples believing on him.
Yeah.
That's why it's so important that we see the goodness of God.
Right. Mm-hmm.
We were talking about this a couple of weeks ago, how the devil wants to obscure us from seeing the goodness of God. Because he understands something that old enemy does. That the display of God's goodness leads to us having a faith in him.
Yeah.
Amen. Right? Mm-hmm. And so he understands that. And so he doesn't want us to see the goodness. Doesn't want us to acknowledge the goodness of God. He wants to put it in, block our eyes. You can't see it. Because he doesn't want us to now, as the disciples did, because when they saw that, they now believed in Jesus. And that's the situation for us. You know, we have to understand, this is what we always talk about, remembering when God has done something. Because when God shows us his glory, whether it's last night, last week, last month, or last year, if we can recall that, right, that display of his goodness should allow us now to have a present faith in him. Because he's the same God yesterday, today, and forever. And if he was the God who did that miracle, then he's the same miracle-working God today.
Mm-hmm.
You see? And so, we see this, and you know, Jesus displaying his glory leads them to believe in him.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah. Amen.
Mm-hmm. That's why I see the goodness of God in the sunrise.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes we just want to see it in our life. But see the goodness of God in the sunrise.
Yeah. Amen.
See the goodness of God in how the birds fly around. See the goodness of God with the cool breeze that comes on that hot day just at the right time. See the goodness of God in those things. Don't overlook that, because that will allow you to believe in him.
Amen. Amen. And it's not only just for you to believe in him, but it's for other people.
Amen.
Too. If you see the goodness of God in something, you know, and then you point it out, you know, you see it, and not only just keep it for yourself, because we have to keep things for ourselves, you know, but if we can point it out to somebody else, that they might see it, they might be encouraged to believe.
That's right.
Also,
that's right.
But you say, "Oh, look at this! Look at what God." Even when we testify, look at what God has done. You know, you see His goodness, and you talk about His goodness and His glory being revealed.
That's right. That's exactly
and you testify,
right.
And you talk about that, and then somebody else is going to believe because you talked about it.
Yes.
You know, you spoke about it. Somebody else will be encouraged to believe. So You know, it's on us to see it and also to share it.
That's right. Amen. Amen. That's right.
Because that's how His glory is getting revealed in the earth.
Amen.
By us sharing it. You know, we can't just hold it to ourselves.
No.
It's good and we should treasure it. Share it too.
That's right. That's you're absolutely right. And that's, you know, that will help other people to also believe. Because that's the point, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, we all need to be, because we're all believe. If we're believers, right? Believers believe.
Amen.
Right?
Yes.
If we're believers, we should believe in God for something, right? Fear not, believe only, he told Jairus, right? And so, if that's the only thing we're supposed to do, but I love God because He doesn't just say, believe only. He then allows us and gives us the ability to believe by manifesting forth His glory.
Yes.
Because that led to the disciples believing in Him. What's it going to lead to for us? The same thing.
Amen.
When He manifests forth His glory,
Amen.
We as His disciples now stand there and go, I believe Him.
Right.
Right. And the thing is, we go from faith to faith. And so you can believe on God for something yesterday, but you need to believe on God today
for something
else.
Yes. Amen.
Amen.
Or a step higher, like you said, from faith to faith, glory to glory.
Amen.
You know, because God has, like you said, you pointed out before, if we remember something that God has done, like, okay, we had the flu, you know. Oh, God healed me from this flu. You remember that.
Mm-hmm.
And you remember how He brought you through that. And then you might get something that's a little worse than the flu. Oh, but God did this. So if I can believe Him to do this, He'll reveal His glory in this too.
Right.
You know, so it's those, it's stepping stones.
Yeah.
And it's from faith to faith.
That's right.
Glory to
it
glory.
Grows your faith
but
up.
It's all the time believing that God is good. And
he'll
manifest that goodness without
Amen.
A doubt. And other people will see because they know you've been sick. Okay, He's used it. Yeah,
God
but God
raised
me up.
That's
God
right.
raised right. He'll see that. They'll see that, and they'll say, "Oh, God did it for you. God do it for me too." And they'll believe.
Mm-hmm.
They'll believe just because of that.
Right.
Know?
And here's it is awesome. And here's something that's awesome as well, is that to get into this position of seeing God manifest His glory, sometimes it takes just a small thing on our part.
Yeah.
For example, here, there needed to be water in order for there to then be wine. Because Jesus turned the water to wine.
Yeah.
And we often focus on the wine, but there was water first.
First, right.
And water is simple.
Yeah.
Water is ordinary.
Yeah,
basic. Right?
Yeah.
But here's the thing. Sometimes all you need to do is have something ordinary in order for God to now show how extraordinary He is, right? To show His glory. You know what I mean? We talked about this earlier too, right? The widow who was in debt, she just had oil.
Yes.
But the man of God gave her instructions. That oil kept pouring out, kept pouring out, kept pouring out. That little boy on the mountainside just had two fish and five barley loaves. Poor man's bread, right? And yet, right? Give that to Jesus.
Yeah.
He multiplies it.
Amen.
And then we can see the glory of God.
Yeah.
So sometimes it takes the ordinary, right? Mm-hmm. Water, oil, barley loaves, right? That's poor man's bread. It's not even made of wheat. It's barley.
Jesus.
It's poor man's bread and two pieces of fish.
Wow.
It doesn't even take that much for God to show His glory.
Amen.
So that's encouraging for us.
Yeah.
Because some of us say, well, I don't know that much scripture. Doesn't take that much.
That's right.
You know what I mean? I don't know that many songs. Doesn't take that much.
That's right.
You know what I mean? I don't have that much education. Doesn't take that much.
Amen.
It just takes your ordinary.
Do
you have water?
Yeah.
Yes, right?
Yeah.
You have barley loaves.
Jesus. You have a rod.
Right. It's a stick.
A stick.
It's a stick. It's a branch.
Right? That's all he
has. Right. That's exactly right. Right? It doesn't take that much to see God's glory.
Jesus.
And that's going to be an encouragement for us, right?
Amen.
And so we can get in that position where, you know, we're an active participant in everything, even the development of our faith. And so we bring Jesus some water, He does a miracle, we believe Him.
Yeah.
So it gives us a faith, and we're going from faith to faith to faith, right? But we can always do it, and we don't have to have, you don't have to be valedictorian. You don't have to be the most talented.
Right.
You don't have to have the most resources. But you can still give it to God.
Yeah. Amen.
And see Him manifest His glory.
Yes.
And what's that going to do for you and for other people, as you said? It's going to allow people and yourself to believe on Him.
Believe, even the most.
Amen. Amen.
I just thought about, the scripture says, faith the size of a mustard seed.
Yeah.
And that's all it is. You know, it's like you said, it doesn't take a lot.
Mm-hmm.
The size of a mustard seed,
yeah.
I can't even hold it in my fingertips.
Right.
That's all it takes for God to do a miracle in your
that's
life.
Right.
Just that little tiny thing, you know, so it doesn't matter. Whatever thing you have, even if you think it's little and it doesn't mean anything or doesn't can amount to anything.
That's right.
Put it in the hands of God and believe Him and let Him manifest His goodness and His glory through that little thing. Amen.
God. What a tremendous difference it'll make
for
your life.
Yes, little thing makes tremendous
difference. Yes, because it'll bring you to a place of faith
where
you can believe on God for the current thing and for a future thing as well.
Amen.
Amen. You know what I mean?
It's like a circle.
It is. It certainly is. It feeds upon itself.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But just make sure you're in that wheel. You're in that process.
And it gets bigger and bigger.
Of course. Amen. So we praise God, amen, that as God and as Jesus reveals His glory unto us, it results in us believing. It brings us to a higher and deeper level of faith.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. So we want to see the goodness of God. That's why we're standing here. And that's why we come. And I believe that's why the Lord has us here. We can't take any credit. This is why the Lord has us doing this. To talk about the glory of God.
Yes.
You know, because it's not simply boasting in the Lord. But it also has some benefits for us when we see that goodness.
Amen.
You know, and when we can recall the goodness. It has a lot to do with our faith walk.
Yes.
And there are some people now who have abandoned the faith
because
they stopped seeing the goodness of God.
Yes.
What's the point?
Mm-hmm.
Right? But when you can always see the goodness,
goodness of God.
Because you're determined to see, because you know it's always there, and God revealed it to you. Because God's always big on willingness.
Oh, yes.
If you're willing to see it, He'll show you.
Uh-huh.
And if you're willing to see it, He'll show you even in the worst situation.
Amen.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
Well, just be a flick of light in the darkness. He'll be the candle
right.
in your dark. Amen.
That's right.
Right.
Amen.
And if you can see that, and appreciate the candle, instead of decrying the darkness, right? Right? Then your faith will come.
Amen.
And you'll say, well, if He got that little flickering candle there, amen.
Amen.
It's about, right? It's about to get a whole lot brighter.
Yes. Amen.
Amen. Amen. So listen, you know, we're excited about this. We pray you are as well, amen, that God manifests His glory and it results in faith. So let him show you His glory, amen. Ask Him to show you His glory,
amen,
so that you can develop in your faith. And believe on Him even more.
Amen.
Amen.
Bless the Lord.
Bless the Lord, oh my soul. And all that is within me.
Bless His holy name.
Amen. You know, we've been married a long time. Finishing each other's sentences.
Amen.
It's good when the scripture, though.
Yes.
It's even better.
It's even
praise
better.
God. Amen. All right. Amen. All right, we're going to leave now. Amen. I got to go home and feed my wife.
Like I'm a pet.
Not like that. No, God's going to take care of you. We're going to take care of you.
Okay.
We're going to take care of you. Make you lunch. How's that?
That sounds good.
Yeah, that does sound better. That does sound good. Feed my wife. You're right. Lord, forgive me.
Okay.
He knows not what He says. All right. Well, we praise God. Well, until
Amen.
Next time, listen, you be encouraged.
Yes.
And remember, that Jesus is Lord.
Yes.
Amen. He is Lord of all.
Amen.
And He loves you and His love.
Never fails.
Amen.
Amen.